With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. December has come and gone, and with it, a groundbreaking of a new state-of-the-art facility for the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services at the Connor Complex in Tallahassee. This new facility is more than just a building. It's a symbol of our commitment to Florida's agricultural community and consumers, said Florida Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson, adding that it will provide spaces for training, collaboration, and emergency response, positioning it as a central hub for our mission to support agriculture, protect the environment, safeguard consumers, and ensure food safety. Slated for completion by late 2027, the 256,000 square foot complex will consolidate workers currently spread across two outdated buildings. These facilities, which are over 75 years old and face issues with deteriorating heat and ventilation, will be replaced by a modern, efficient space. The new facility will bring together approximately 940 FDACS employees from 13 divisions into a single location, boosting efficiency and collaboration. Front-end expense? Absolutely, but this consolidation is expected to save the department and Florida taxpayers more than $70 million over the next 30 years. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.